This piece was brought to you by the International Culinary Center, culinarycenter.com. heritageradionetwork.org.
Business.
On Tuesday, April 28th, we connected with the Chef Collaborative members at the Food Network Kitchen here in New York City to learn more about how collaborative chefs are thinking about the future of meat and meat production. I was sitting at the table with Katie Kiefer, another Heritage Radio Network host. In this recording, we heard from Matt Weingarten, who is the new chairman of the board for Chefs Collaborative, along with celebrity chef Rick Bayless, Piper Davis, who runs an amazing sandwich shop out in Oregon, and Sylvia Taus, who introduced the chefs and set the tone for the evening. Here's a unique opportunity to go behind the scenes at this great event.
Thank you on behalf of Chefs Collaborative. I know Sarah and Matt join me in welcoming you to Meat Matters, what we hope is the first of many, many awareness-raising and taste-raising experiences. So Matt is the chair of our board of directors for Chefs Collaborative. He's just crazy enough to take that on.
Wow. Well, obviously, because it matters. That's really at the heart of it. It matters the decisions we're making with our meat choices. We are very passionate about driving antibiotics out of the subtherapeutic antibiotics out of the process. And more than anything, we just want to get everybody at the table, collect the chefs, and share our best practices, have the conversation, and work with a very simple concept that when we do change our menus, we do change lives, and that there are power in numbers. So thanks for all coming, and we're looking forward to discussing the issues.
Well, the obvious and first question is, how do you pay for meat that doesn't come through the system? If you have a bottom line, you have to take care of.
How do you make those?
Less of it.
Okay.
Starts by using less of it.
Uh-huh.
Starts by reducing all other costs in your program. Mm-hmm. So do your own laundry, eliminate middlemen, work efficiently, use technology, chase everything down, and then you got to charge for it. And this comes from a girl whose average ticket is $8.72. So,
what about educating the public?
That is important. My on-message self wants to say that's the most important part. Mm-hmm. My realistic self says there's 20 to 40% of your customer you hope shares those values and is educated enough to connect over it, but that deliciousness matters probably more than, you know, deliciousness in the entire customer experience, and then you kind of insinuate the heavy hitting, you know, especially when you're talking about antibiotics. I mean, one problem is that it's just not delicious. So,
how about the supply chain issues? I mean, are you seeing that you have now like more meat to choose from, and like how quickly is the like demand and supply like meeting each other?
It's getting more and more, at least in my neighborhood. There's so many new farms. I've always said in Chicago that we can do more sustainable meat than we can do sustainably raised vegetables. Yeah. Because there's more supply for us all around us. And I think that that's just getting to be more and more the case. And it's competitive amongst the chefs. Oh, I only buy from these people because I think they're better than those people. And that's exactly where you want it to be. Mm-hmm. You want to be that kind of bickering back and forth between the chefs about which is the best of the sustainably raised meats.
But I find it's like really frustrating. I know Civil Eats did this great piece on like, is your organic chicken not humanely raised? And I wonder if those types of conversations are like leading us down a path where we're like discussing things at the margins versus the majority of meat that's not even approaching any type of standard that we're looking for with regards to welfare or organics. It's like a sticky thing that I feel like keeps coming up for me, where I feel like we're telling consumers, do this, do this, do this. And then as media, we're like, but be afraid of everything. I don't know, how do we get that message out?
I wouldn't be too worried about that.
Good.
Honestly, I think that the issues being out there are the most important thing. And the fact that when people are talking about it, we have raised awareness that people, we first have to get people to just plain and simple think about where their food is coming from. Because I still go into restaurants and say, you know, who do you get your meat from, or whatever it might be. And the server says, like, you know, the equivalent of Costco. Or I didn't even think about that. Is there something we should think? I think this is all really super important to just raise the awareness. And then when you get into those like minute things, all I can say is that that's the small amount that will drive the rest of it. So I wouldn't be...
Well, and the mainstream is what we find in a... Because we have a scaled... Like, it's in our sandwich program is where we are buying most of our meat. And it's... Like, there are the... There's this place, like, there's the boutique, you know, really high, super high integrity, beautiful, small-scale meat that has its place. But then... But what's coming behind it is this sort of middle-scale... The, you know, Nyman, I think, is a great example of scaled, it's not like where Adam is doing his, like there's this place and they all, there's everybody's like, everybody's, so, you know, we talk about the road and so long as everybody's on the road headed the right way, we're all getting better. But that I think the boutique high-end presence of meat, the farmer's market meat, all that has kind of opened the way for this whole group of producers who are doing mid-scale, the like Mary's Chicken in California, right. You know, that's like a quality scaled somewhere, you know, I think that comes to market at a whole chicken under $3 a pound. Wow. It's a lot more than Tyson whole chicken, but it's a lot less than the pasture raised chicken that someone is raising 150 of a year. And so in between that, and that's for me, I find a lot of hope in that. This kind of mid-scale, responsible, non-corporate agriculture, I think, is an important player, particularly in the proteins.
I am so in your camp. I'm all about mid-scale.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. A round of applause for everybody. That...
For Heritage Radio Network, I'm Erin Fairbanks. To learn more about Chefs Collaborative, visit their website, www.chefscollaborative.org. We're big fans of them and hope you will be too.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.